Has anybody seen my satchel?
Right here, honey.
Huh?
It's right there.
Oh, okay. That's where my sermon is. Thank you. That's all right. You young people's memory will start to fail you before long. Where can we find hope in our passage this morning? As Larry reads it, I want you to find at least three things that you can have hope in as a result of that passage. Larry's going to read Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25.
Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Bless these words.
Thank you, Larry. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you this morning to spread your Holy Spirit amongst us here this morning. We pray that your Holy Spirit will own this service. We pray that your words will be the words that stand out here this morning and enter into open hearts and minds. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, what are three things there? This is a quiz. Three things that you can find hope in that passage. Okay?
First one comes to mind to me is the prophet Isaiah, his words were fulfilled.
Right.
So just a hope that God is going to fulfill his promises
right.
that he's made a long time ago.
Right.
And you know, eventually they're going to be fulfilled.
Isaiah said this, was talking about this 500-600 years before the birth of Christ. What else? Who else finds hope in this?
Savior is born.
Savior's born. And he's going to save our sins.
Amen.
Okay, it says right in there. Okay?
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
What's that?
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
Gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Okay?
Emmanuel, God with
us. Absolutely. He's not up there in heaven, separated from us. He is with us. And that's one of the things we're going to look at today. Anybody here ever, and this is going to be probably a real challenge for you. Does anybody remember how to diagram sentences? I bet you Faye does, right? I want to tell you right now, I loved to diagram sentences. 10th grade, Miss Lewis, an old maid, taught us how to, and I loved, you know, you got the subject, you know, and then you put a line, then you got the verb, and then you dangle one thing down here, and over here is an object, and what's between the object and the rest of the sentence is a preposition, right? Remember that? I didn't think you would. But anyway, we've got four prepositions today we want to look at. First of all, I want to ask this question because this is one thing I want you to imagine and really focus on this morning. Listen to this. Have you ever really considered the overwhelming love of God in the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Think about what God did. His one and only Son. As we approach the Advent season, at least at my house, we are trying to get ready for the onslaught of the children. We have the side of beef hanging in the basement in the cooled area, so it won't spoil. We can just rip off meat there if we want to. We are trying to figure out where everybody's going to sleep, what we're going to eat, what presents we're going to buy, what special activities we're going to try to do. But let's take a moment this morning to focus on the hope we are afforded in this passage. And we've had some of them mentioned here this morning. Think about the amazing revelations found here. Mary will give birth to a son who is conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A virgin birth. He will save his people from their sins. Think about that. Think about what Matthew is saying here. You know, we read these little verses in the Bible and they just go right overhead. We don't think about them. He's coming to save our sins. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, if we can't find hope here this morning in this passage, then we're not paying attention. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, God Himself, is about to become our Savior. Think about it. Let's consider prepositions here this morning as we diagram this sentence. First one is to us. To us. And the scripture is Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2, which says, "But in the last days he has spoken to us by his Son." To us. God has taken it upon himself to be known. We wouldn't have a relationship with him if he hadn't initiated
Amen.
The transaction. Now, prior to the virgin birth being described here in our scripture, he has made himself known prior to this. For example, in creation, all you got to do is look outside. Somebody had to make all this. He makes himself known or has for years, hundreds of years past, in our conscience. You know, when you are confronted with a decision to make and you say, well, something in the back of your mind says, well, I don't want to do that. That's wrong. I'm going to do this because it's right. Simply God expressing himself. He used men and women, real people, throughout the Old Testament to speak to us. Samuel, in 1 Samuel, right? Or in our previous study. David, the prophet Samuel, are examples. Real. Now, in his final revelation to us, he has spoken to us by his Son. A real person, the incarnate God, and speaking through his Son, God discloses himself. Now, we cannot, through personal effort, determine who God is. But continuing in Hebrews, after that first verse, the writer in Hebrews says, "But the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being,
Amen.
Sustaining all things by the power of his word." He spoke to us. Next, he's with us. And we find this verse in our passage today. Matthew 1, verse 23. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. To us, with us.
Amen.
Here at the beginning of Matthew's gospel, we have to ask ourselves, isn't this an unusual way to begin a story? Matthew spends 16 verses giving us the genealogy of Jesus, all the way down from Abraham. Then we are asked to believe that a virgin will give birth to this son without the involvement of a mortal man. Well, this sounds impossible. Against all logic, doesn't it? Now, for those who don't accept the entire Bible, I'm talking about every verse, as God's complete revelation, here it is. It's all in here. This is the end of it. Don't add anything to it. Don't take anything out of it, right? It says. For those folks who have trouble accepting that, they might say, well, maybe we'll just leave those verses out. Because, you know, it's hard for any logical, sophisticated, modern man to believe it anyway. A virgin birth? Come on. You got to be kidding. You see, the virgin birth is not some myth tacked on as an afterthought. It is a fundamental truth that we must accept as a Christian.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. It's a historical fact. It's not pie in the sky. It's not a wives' tale. It's the truth. It's a historical event. Now, what's so different from any other religion in the world is the reality of God in the crib. God is in a crib. A human fetus. And, of course, this is supernatural, isn't it? But it's also true. It's also true. And if we aren't accepting the validity of Matthew's version, and we might throw Luke's version his account on in here as our Savior's birth, then maybe we should question maybe some other things. Maybe we should maybe pull the resurrection out of there. Come on. Resurrection, huh? What about his ascension? Maybe he's not even in heaven at all. You see what happens when we take these fundamental, I call them 12-inch blocks, man. When you lay those babies in your foundation, you've got something. When you take one of them out of there, it weakens everything else. And if we're not accepting Jesus coming as a result of a virgin birth, then we're going to have trouble in our walk as a Christian. I'm going to tell you. I want to tell you right now. There are seminaries in this great land that teach that the virgin birth did not happen. Just because you send somebody to a seminary doesn't mean they're going to get the straight skinny. But we know that it's the truth because we had eyewitnesses there, handed it down so that we would know. And I love the, if you'll remember, remember how Luke, when we were studying Luke, how he started his gospel message? It's very interesting. Now, Luke was not an apostle. Gentile. He was a doctor, from a scientific background. But he hung around a lot with the apostles. And let me tell you, let me read how his gospel starts. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Eyewitnesses. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. This is the truth, what we're getting here this morning. This is starting the process, the birth of the Savior. Now, there is plenty of hope to go around in the certainty of knowing that God has spoken to us through Jesus and that he is with us. With us. God is not somewhere separated up in the sky. He has sent his son to take on human flesh, born as a baby, without a natural father, but with a natural mother, coming down a normal birth canal, learning his multiplication tables like every other kid. And then in Luke it says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Remember what the Apostle John said in John chapter 1, verse 12-13. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Holy Spirit. Conceived by the Holy Spirit. See how it works?
Amen.
Interesting that the Gospel of Matthew, the very last verse ends, and surely, Jesus says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The next preposition is for us. For us. And the verse is from one of my favorite chapters in all the Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 31, where Paul says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If Jesus is for us, who can be against us?" Now, we know that we got a lot of people against us, don't we? The devil's against us. We've got all kind of adversaries out there. The devil's minions, I would say. But if God's for us, it doesn't matter who's against us, you see. So God has spoken to us. He has come to be with us. And he lives for us. Now we should find real hope and security in knowing that Jesus has our back. He is standing as our advocate. I was listening to a sermon and heard an old Scottish pastor, an old Scottish preacher. I love these guys that are dead, you know, that were so grounded in their faith. But he said, God takes care of poor and weak Christians that are struggling with temptation and corruption. Strange thing to say, isn't it? God takes care of poor, weak Christians that are struggling with temptation and corruption. Now, is there anyone here this morning that isn't in that group? I don't think so. I think we're all poor, struggling, weak Christians.
Amen.
That need undergirded, don't we? He comes to us, he says, in our times of need and carries us in his arms. All of Christ's sheep are diseased, and he takes tender care of them. Where else can our hope as a Christian come from?
Amen.
We need to remember that all that God is doing in the world is in relationship to his children. He is for us. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Savior, is for us. Says so. He stands in heaven and pleads your case before the Father and says, I'm for you. When I went to the cross, it was for them.
Amen.
The amazing thing that is happening here in our scripture being told us today in this cradle episode points down the road to Calvary, the empty tomb, and the ascended Christ. This is just the beginning. He wants us to know he loves us and that we are not condemned. Confused? Yes. Sinful? Yep. Discouraged, sometimes. Defeated, once in a while, yes. But God is for you and for me.
Amen.
Got any hope in that? If God is for me, listen to this one. If God is for me, then God would have to be defeated before I'm defeated. Did you get that? If God's on your side and he's got your back, he's got to be whipped before you're whipped.
Amen.
ain't going to happen. Continuing on there in Romans 8, Paul says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ?" And the answer is no one.
Amen.
No thing. God has spoken to you. He's with you and for you. And he says, "I want to work through you." Through you. This is our last piece of the sentence, the preposition, through you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." Through us. Let me go on and read a few verses surrounding that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 14. "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." And then down at 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of the reconciliation." Now listen to this. Here's where we come in. "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." You ever think of yourself as an ambassador of God's? You see, the story of the gospel, the story that begins here in the manger, is the story of the great exchange. The great exchange. The Lord Jesus takes our place. He bears God's wrath right there on the cross that we deserve, so that in the exchange we might receive God's righteousness.
Amen.
See how it works? See the exchange? It is as though God were making his appeal through us. Through us. I was thinking, it's shocking how God has set all this up, I think. Kind of mind-boggling. God is making his appeal through you and me. A bunch of diseased sheep in the midst of a bunch of lost sheep.
Amen.
He redeems us, and then he sends us out. What in the world do diseased sheep say? We can say this: I have found a wonderful shepherd.
Amen.
He has spoken to me. He has come to be with me and taken me into his fold. He is for me without exception. And he has sent me out so I can be among you and tell you he wants all of us gathered at his feet. The shepherd came for the least, the last, and the left out.
Amen.
He wants to work through us. Let's be honest here this morning. How did you become a Christian? I bet somebody told you about it. Somebody mentioned Jesus and started the ball rolling. Someone who listened to you. Someone who maybe shared in your sufferings, showed you the love of Christ. And the Holy Spirit did the rest.
Amen.
Let me close with one verse. We're talking about hope here this morning. Just want to close with this short verse in Hebrews. Before we go into communion, and I want us to think about, as we are in communion and we're meditating here in silence and we hear the beautiful music being played, think about all that we have to hope for in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. Russ, would you and Claude come forward and hand out the elements, please? Then Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you. Take this in remembrance of me." Later that night, Jesus took the cup, said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's bow our heads. Your Heavenly Father, we come to you on bended knee this morning in full gratitude. Never enough, but in our own way, we want to show our gratitude to you this morning. Thank you. Thank you for the virgin birth. Thank you for sending your son to save us from our sins. Thank you for being with us, Emmanuel. Thank you for speaking to us, being with us, being for us, and giving us the opportunity and the supreme privilege of working for you with your help. We think of the psalmist this morning as he said, "What can I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me?" Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close with our final hymn, number 84. "Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus." Number 84. I want to ask Brother Trey to take us to the throne to close our worship.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for this season when we can turn our hearts and our thoughts to you, to the amazing gift that you gave us, your Son, Christ, and for the hope that that brings. He truly is the hope that is in the world, the only hope. Father, many times we look to other things, we look to our careers, our family, politics, whatever it may be, to give us a hope for the future. And yet you direct us back again to your Son. We're thankful for that, that he gives us hope of forgiveness. He gives us hope of a new birth, of a new kingdom, Lord, of a new reality, and of a new us. So we're thankful for the hope that we have in him. And Lord, we pray that as things get busy, as the world tries to distract us, we would remember the hope, the love that we have from you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Stayed on your shoulder?
Yep, I'm trying to get over the tree. That's what I was trying.
It's on the right hand side over there, someplace for us. And it's the same, it's on the right hand side of that one over there. Thank you, Russ. If I tried to do it, I'd fall over backwards if I looked up.
I'm getting there.
You know, Glad. This is Joyce's bride's sister. This is Janice. She's the one who did all the decorating. Her and Sherilyn.
Yeah. I can't. Hey, have a good one. Mark and I could have been in Georgia. We just had one practice outside, so we're there. said wait till the middle summer.
Okay.
So they're just What's your favorite sport?
Yeah. Jan, did I just pause it? Did you just pause it?
Yeah.
It's not pausing.
If it'll work.
It's not pausing. Look.
Okay, let him, just give it to him. And just turn that light off.
Alright, it's off. And then here, do you want this? Do you want this?
Yeah. You know what? We did that off the way. Can I tell you what? So the tradition
is. It wasn't very So anyway,
here's his bag.
Oh, okay, honey, thank you.
How old is she?
She's only 38.
Okay.
And,
okay. Yeah, it's a little bit, I mean,
oh,
still,
yeah.
Still able, but, yeah.
Well, with her, the good part about it is she is.
Yeah, she's still at that age.
Yeah, and so that just showed you.
Yeah, and like, is it like,
I know, that's
super hard. What day?
Was it early on?
Yeah. And then this
is. See, I got a lot of people. She's got real bad.
Yeah.
She's really
nice.
I was
like,
we're terrible. Can you ask
somebody?
Yeah. How many days are left?
Joel said, you have
the
We
got from the door.
Where are you? Kip Haines used to pray. He said he prayed every night.
It's
his biggest dream.
It's hard. We just had a practical the other day, so we had to like simulate like with a classmate like being a therapist and, like in a hospital room. It was kind of intense. And they're ridding us on the video camera. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I was like, it was the most nerve-wracking thing, but I'm glad it's over. I just hope it passed. And then we had to like document notes afterwards about the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's part of it. And then it's been stressful, but it's got like 2 weeks left, so not too long. And I'll just have the whole break and the wedding. You're coming, right? Are you planning it? You can. That's okay. There's always schedule conflicts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks.
Oh, is it?
Thank you. You can go today.
Okay.
At noon.
Okay. Or are they selling baked goods and pies and things or what?
They have soup and bread.
No way. That sounds great.
The whole thing's only $8.
No way.
So.
So we're sharp. No, our man may have like wanted to do that.
We'll see.
Good to see you. Yeah. You too.
I am for you guys. Yeah.
Good.
We're doing down.
Oh, all of that. I love that.
Oh, you do?
You make that. And I got the recipe, and I have all these recipes in a drawer that I need to organize, but you gave that to me because every time I come to your house, I love it.
You like that Portuguese?
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, this time it didn't turn out as good because Mike didn't get the right one ingredient, but anyway, it's on there.
So good. I love that. I've never had it before.
She's doing that today. She didn't tell me till this morning.
Oh,
that's why she's here.
Oh, well, she's
definitely wanted to be here.
Maybe it's good for her to.
I don't know. Maybe.
It doesn't seem like anybody's sick, so that's good.
No.
Yeah, everybody seems well. And Jan actually has a sign. We think she has a sign infection. So she, I don't even, she probably didn't go to church or anything this morning, but she's been coughing and picking up a storm for like 3 weeks. And John thinks that she has an IgA deficiency, that we think maybe she's just not gotten over it. She always gets sinus infection and drips in her throat.
The funny part is, they were supposed to do a thing with him last Sunday, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
And canceled because
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking to somebody else. I was like,
happened.
Whoa, wait, me?
So we told him this Sunday. Well, we didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I gave him a text message and said, are we still on this afternoon? And he gave me a message back and said, oh, I'm working.
That's why. You know, he's sometimes really good about getting back, and then other times it takes him off. It's better for a phone call.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, Mike did kill. Okay, you got the keys?
Yeah, I have one of those automatic vehicles that you just talked to and help
her
come pick me up. No, this one is actually an antique. It's a 2000, right, Mom?
What's that?
Your car. 2000.
Dome.
You know what? It got us here and it's going to take us home, then.
Huh?
It got us here and it's going to take us home.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm thinking they would plan on singing it. They didn't tell me which date.
Yeah. I told them someday.
Yeah. Right, someday. Right. And I'm sure,
so
yeah.
Just have a short
time. Oh, man.
He's changed his schedule to come up this
week. If you drive up Saturday
just
morning.
Just week. So whenever he's yeah, really Saturday sure about when he's coming up.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But, yeah.
Been back so. For...
But anyway, so we watched the videos that they wanted us to watch. That's the first time I was ever able to do it. But anyway, it was on money.
Oh,
it was good.
We probably need that one.
It was very good.
Good
to see you.
Bye.
See you guys.
Take care.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, see ya. Okay, I'm going to wait until she gets over here. They do well to take care of themselves, and she's really worried about doing and trying to figure out how to get up there more.
Did she say how he is today?
Well, she hadn't seen him today. They saw him yesterday.
Oh.
And Johnny went yesterday. Mike went yesterday.
Who is Johnny?
Johnny's her son. He's Jesse's age. I'm gonna let him turn the lights off and stuff and turn the water off. You know, I don't know if I can do that. I think I did. Okay. I hope that little boy put my stuff in the right bin.
big chili. Oh, yeah.
I gotta pee. I'll turn the water off in here.
Okay.
I
Okay. Did you sign that?